incoming message.
I want to talk about neural pathways. It sounds fancy, right? Like something you'd hear in a TED Talk or from that friend who suddenly got super into mushrooms and neuroscience. But here's the deal. You don't need a lab coat to get this, just a brain. Which, good news, you've already got one. Neural pathways are basically the highways that our brain builds when we think the same thought over and over and over again. Every time you think, I'm not good enough, or nothing ever works out for me, guess what your brain does? It grabs its little hard hat and shovel and reinforces that mental road. Like, well, looks like this is the route we're gonna take. Let's widen it. Maybe throw in some emotional potholes for some extra drama. But here's the magic. Your brain is always building and rebuilding. So you're not stuck with the roads that someone else paved for you. Not your parents, not your seventh grade gym teacher, not even your overly dramatic inner critic. You can build new pathways. And at first, that new thought, you know, the empowering one, like, I am worthy, or good things are coming. Well, they feel like hacking through a jungle with a spoon. Yeah, it's awkward. It's weird. You're like,
this self-belief thing is exhausting. Can't I just doom scroll instead?
But the more you think it, the more you say it, the more you feel it, your brain goes,
oh, we're doing this now? Cool, let me get the pavement crew.
And suddenly, that spoon turns into a shovel, then a bulldozer, and now, boom! You've got a smooth, sexy neural highway to abundance, confidence, joy, whatever it is that you're aiming for. So yes, neural pathways matter, because your life follows the roads that your brain builds. And if you want a better life, you've got to start thinking like the person who already has it. Repetition, intention, a little faith, and maybe some glitter. You know, if you're into that. You're not stuck. You're just used to walking a trail that no longer leads where you want to go. So, it's time to blaze a new one, don't you think?